Iran is a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. For years, the UN International Atomic Energy Agency has issued report after report documenting Iran's refusal to bring their nuclear program into the inspection and compliance requirements the agency has clearly demanded be met. President George W. Bush has worked through his second term in office to negotiate with Iran, first through the EU3 of France, Germany, and Great Britain, and then through the International Atomic Energy Agency itself. The administration has imposed sanctions on Iran through the UN Security Council. But despite all this effort, Iran continues to enrich uranium. Despite all this diplomatic pressure, China continues to buy massive quantities of oil and natural gas from Iran, while Russia sells Iran advanced surface-to-air missile systems that Iran uses to harden its multiple nuclear facilities against air and missile attack. Meanwhile, Germany and France, two additional permanent members of the Security Council, continue to allow corporations within their countries to negotiate contracts with Iran, even to provide assistance to Iran with their nuclear technology. Obama's DePaul speech on nuclear weapons bears a lot in common with his later Philadelphia speech on race, A More Perfect Union, which he gave responding to the attacks over his pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright's angry anti-American sermons. In both speeches, Obama proposed to take an issue, nuclear proliferation or racial injustice, to a higher level. His suggestion was to reframe the questions so the country could have a new national debate that would lead to breakthrough ideas and new solutions. This approach would certainly get a top grade even at Harvard. Yet what are the new ideas? Countries have nuclear weapons because their enemies have nuclear weapons. Does Obama truly believe Israel will wait indefinitely for Ahmadinejad to build a nuclear weapon that can be delivered on Tel Aviv? Israel struck Iraq in 1981 when Saddam Hussein was building a nuclear reactor at Osirak. In September 2007, Israel attacked Syria, destroying what is widely believed to be a nuclear reactor being built by Syria with the assistance of North Korea. Obama's resolve to create a no-nukes world is admirable. Yet even Obama realizes unilateral nuclear disarmament is foolhardy. Short of unilateral nuclear disarmament, what sentence does Obama think he can form that will convince China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran that they are making a mistake to pursue nuclear weapons?